Nell Hawkins is introduced. Dressed in her best, her hair pulled back neatly at her neck, she seems a dainty doll of a girl. Pretty, like the laughing girl I've seen in my visions. The corsage has been pinned to her shirt. It nearly dwarfs her. Nell stands staring at the crowd till they murmur with confusion. What is she doing? Is this part of the performance? Her eerie, scratched phonograph of a voice rings out. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. A light sprinkling of low, polite laughter floats around the room, but I fear I shall cry. She promised me, and now I know that her promise was nothing more than another illusion spun from her disturbed mind. She does not know where to find the temple. She is a poor, mad girl, and I could weep for both of us. Nell grows animated, impassioned. It's as if she's a different girl. Where shall we go, maidens? Where shall we go? You must leave the garden. Leave it behind with a sad farewell. Down the river on the Gorgon's Grace, past the clutches of the slippery, nippery nymphs, through the golden mist of magic, meet the folk of the fair forest of lights. The arrows, you must use wisely and well. But save one for me, for I shall have need of it. A lady beside me turns to her husband. Is this from Pinafore? She says, confused, thinking it a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. I'm on fire. She does know. She has found an ingenious way of disclosing the temple's location. For who, save us girls, could understand this gibberish? Miss Macleavy steps from behind a pillar, her left side showing, her right hidden in shadow. She, too, is listening intently. Offer hope to the untouchables, for they must have hope. Travel on, far beyond the lotus blossoms. Follow the path. Yes, stick to the path, maidens, for they can lead you astray, away, with false promises. Beware the poppy warriors. The poppy warriors steal your strength. They will gobble you up. Gobble, gobble. This makes everyone laugh. Several of the patients repeat, gobble you up, to amuse themselves. They are like chickens clucking until they are shushed by the nurses into quiet again. The hair at the back of my neck stands at attention. It is as if Nell is pantomiming for my benefit, speaking in a code I must decipher, or else she has slipped into total madness. Do not leave the path, for it is hard to find again once lost, and they will take the song to the rock. Do not let the song die. You must be careful with beauty. Beauty must pass. There are dark shadows of spirits, just beyond the borderlands, where the lone tree stands and the sky turns to blood. A few of the ladies flap their fans, uncomfortable with the mention of blood. In the winterlands, they plot and plan with Circe. They will not rest till the army is raised and the realms are theirs to rule. There is unrest in the crowd, a sense that Nell has been indulged too long. Tom makes his way to the front. No! Not until she tells me where to find the temple. Tom is already there.
Thank you, Miss Hawkins. And now?
Nell doesn't sit. She grows more agitated.
She wants in. She has found me, and I cannot keep her out.
Nurse, if you would, please.
Go where no one will, where it is forbidden. Offer hope. Jack and Jill went up the hill. The sea came from the sea. Go where the dark hides a mirror of water. Face your fear and bind the magic fast to you.
Come along now, Miss Hawkins, the nurse says, grabbing hold.
Nell won't budge. She fights against the nurse with a brutal fierceness. Her shirt rips along the arm seam so that the whole of the sleeve pulls off in the nurse's hand. The crowd gasps. Nell's beside herself.
She means to use me to find it, Lady Hope. She will use us both, and I will be lost, lost forever. Don't let her take me. Do not hesitate. Set me free, Lady Hope. Set me free.
Two burly orderlies have arrived with a straitjacket.
Come with us, miss. No trouble now.
Nell kicks and screams, showing that surprising strength again, but she is no match for them. One hooks her slender neck in the crook of a beefy arm, while the other forces Nell's grasping hands into the jacket's arms and tightens the laces at her back. Her body sags against the men, who half carry, half drag the limp girl, till all that can be heard are her whimpers and the dull thud of her heels against the floors.